Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska Extension is offering a new series of videos focusing on mineral needs of beef cattle. It's called the Mineral Minute, and Extension Specialist Mary Dernowski says producers can get in-depth information on the mineral needs of their herd on a regular basis with this new YouTube series.
So we're trying to make some short videos that answer some specific questions with the idea that we all know that it's very hard and somewhat confusing to look at a mineral tag and go, is this what I need, right? And so my goal is to help you have the information that at the end of the day, you're going to be able to answer that question. One of the most important things to recognize is that, of course, stage of production does matter, like a lactating cow versus a gestating cow or a growing calf. They do have different requirements. A lot in the macro side of things, so, you know, phosphorus, calcium, those types of things, because things like those are in milk. But I think one of the things that gets really hard is everybody says, well, what do I need to supplement? And the answer, like my favorite answer in the whole world, right, is it depends. I'm joking, but it depends, because it really depends on the forage or the feed resources you're utilizing and what minerals that are bringing in. That depends on the maturity of the forage, for instance. It depends on the soil type it's grown on. And so what we're trying to do here is look at what are typical situations that we might have using data that we've collected from Nebraska to help producers kind of answer that and get an idea. Of course, it's always best to get your own samples to look at, but you got to know what to do with that information. So that's the other part of this, is to help you be able to interpret your results and apply it and say, okay, now what does this feed tag need to say? So if we think about like our small cereals, like rye, wheat, triticale, they're actually quite low relative to requirements in calcium and magnesium for our lactating cow, as well as our growing calf. And our lactating cow, we can come across tetany, which isn't just low magnesium, but it's also the low calcium. And we can see, you know, real negative consequences of that particular one, right? Because we can have cows that die, but it's a real easy fix, right? If we provide a high calcium, high magnesium mineral, we can utilize that forage resource, which can be very high quality in terms of the energy and protein content to meet that needs of that lactating cow. The same thing if I think about a growing calf, let's say I put some steers out there or maybe some developing heifers, I can get really great rates of gain, but I can actually improve their performance by providing the right minerals. In this case, those macro minerals have been shown to improve their gain. So again, taking the concepts of saying, okay, what is missing? What gaps do I need to fill? And doing so can actually help you keep all of the animals alive, but also help with their performance. Now, we joked a little bit because your other examples, like if I'm feeding, let's say, maybe even a lower quality forage and feeding quite a bit of distillers, or if you're in this lactating cow situation and I'm feeding quite a bit of alfalfa, I have ran into tetany again in that situation. So high distillers diets, like with a low quality forage, or a high alfalfa diet, both can cause tetany for different reasons. So you're a high alfalfa. In Nebraska, our alfalfa just seems to be very high in potassium. And potassium can negatively affect absorption of magnesium, just like in our lush cool season pastures that we usually think about grass tetany happening. So we do need to be thinking about providing more magnesium in that situation, which can overcome that antagonism.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.